we think that in a certain way or manner, our fight in Africa against the colonialism and imperialism is also a proof of understanding of your problem, and in a certain manner also a contribution for the solution of your problems in this continent. Naturally, the inverse is also true. To the solution of your problems here is a good contribution for our own struggle. Each day more here, the African born in America are conscious of their responsibilities faced to the struggle in Africa.
From the moment of your birth, you are conscious of the fact that in apartheid South Africa, you are not the same color as other persons who claim to be of higher quality than you are. You are made to feel from childhood that there is a race that is superior to you by virtue of its pigmentation. And you sort of felt that, your authority is white. And you grow up with that, becoming subservient to men of other color, because they virtually exercised authority in whatever capacity they were, whether they were missionaries or local traders. My father happened to teach us history. And as long ago as then, our teachers would say, this is what the white man says. This is how he wrote your history. These books are not written by us. These books are written by whites. And they are meant to condition you into believing that the whites are your masters.
When the government took away our land and decided to give us only 13% in the so-called native reserves, yeah, it was exactly as the situation that happened with the Indian Americans in this country. Mm-hmm. Push, you know, the indigenous, mm-hmm, to the most barren areas of the country and take all the fertile land and give it to the colonialists. Mm-hmm. Now, the central issue in our country is also land. We can't say we are free if there's no distribution of that land so that as much as possible the blacks get the same land rights as the whites. It will mean that the state, a new South African democratic state, must intervene, because the land is in the hands of the whites, 87% of the land. We must intervene and say that no individual is going to be allowed to own 5,000 hectares or 10,000 hectares. When other people have no land rights, we've got to have a ceiling. That doesn't mean we're going to be taking all the land from the whites. They are entitled to some land, and the land must be so divided that the criterion is not color. And we must correct that injustice where force was used to take away the land and to give it to the minority at a very cheap price. The state must start affirmative action. It must get resources to help people not only to possess land, but to have seed, fertilizer, equipment, so that they can cultivate that land and be able to feed themselves.
For me to be here today. for my religion. Our march to freedom is irreversible. We must not allow fear to stand in our way. I have fought against white domination. And I have fought against black domination. I have cherished the ideal of a democratic and free society in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunities. It is an ideal which I hope to live for and to achieve. But if need be, it is an ideal for which I am prepared to die.
Sharing the straw mat or a pencil, we watch what crawls in and out of the sand. Assalamu alaikum. The guards do not allow the blue woolen blanket my family traveled far to bring to this crepuscular and gelid cell where my still breathing infant son and I defy the purgatory implications of a state-created hell. Wa alaikum assalam. The village trembles from the heavy tanks that try to terrify the children. Every day, my little brother runs behind the rubble, practicing the tactics of the stones against the rock. In January, soldiers broke his fingers one by one. Time has healed his hands, but not the fury that controls what used to be his heart. Inshallah. Close the villages, close the clinics, close the school, close the house, close the windows of the house. Kill the vegetables languishing under the sun. Kill the milk of the cows left to the swelling of pain. Cut the electricity, cut the telephones, confine the people to the people. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Fig trees will grow and oranges erupt from desert holdings on which plastic bullets, 70% zinc, 20% glass and 10% plastic will prove blood soluble and fertilize the earth where sheep will graze and women no longer grieve and beat their breasts. They will beat clean, fine woven rugs outside a house smelling of cinnamon at night. Alhamdulillah. So says Iman, the teacher of peace, the shepherd of the mountain of the Lamb, the teacher of peace, who will subdue the howling of the lion, so that we may kneel as we must, five times, beginning just after dawn and ending just before dusk, in the ibadah of prayer, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.